You will hear five teenagers talking about their favourite wildlife programmes. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker particularly likes about the programme. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
There's a weekly nature programme I really look forward to on TV. It's one that my teacher recommended as she knows I'm keen on wildlife. The presenters are very interesting, and the programme tells you about animals and birds in countries all around the world. It really shows you the amazing beauty and diversity of what's on our planet. I love it. It also made me want to go out and do something connected with wildlife. So I've joined an organisation that's taught me a lot more about animals near where I live and what I can do to help protect them.
Speaker 2.
My dad's a keen bird watcher and he often takes me with him, so I know a bit about local wildlife. Going out with him has made me try to do what I can to conserve animals in my area. But this TV programme also taught me lots about wildlife all over the country, such as common types of birds and animals. That's because the two guys who present the show know so much about their subject, which isn't the case with every wildlife programme. I think it raises awareness for people who don't know anything about the environment or how creatures are becoming endangered too, and that's really important.
Speaker 3.
I've always loved watching nature programmes. There are loads of them on TV. There's one that I'm really keen on that shows loads of different animals and how they live in their natural environment. It's absolutely fascinating. Whenever I've got a project to do, I get some great ideas from it, even for things that you might not expect, such as paintings for my art classes. My teachers are always very impressed. The presenters on the show are so entertaining as well. They know so many amazing things about wildlife, you couldn't possibly get bored watching them.
Speaker 4.
My parents have always belonged to an organisation that helps protect wildlife, so as soon as I was old enough, I joined too. I've always been interested in wildlife conservation and how many creatures around the world are now endangered. However, the appeal of my favourite nature programme is that the presenters and film crew are actually based on a farm not that far from where we live. They do things like setting up cameras to watch baby birds hatching or show how the seals that live off the coast survive. It's so informative and it's made me think about a career in that field as well.
Speaker 5.
I love watching wildlife programmes, either on TV or online, and I've learnt a lot about nature and what we're doing to the planet from them. I mean, how we put our wildlife in danger. My favourite programme has a different focus, though. It's about the kind of creatures you'd never see near where you live, or even on a safari somewhere exotic. It shows you much less well-known creatures, ones you don't see on an average wildlife programme or website, or even hear about unless you really research them. For example, white rhinos. I've learnt a lot about really rare creatures that I'd never have known about otherwise from this show.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
There's a weekly nature programme I really look forward to on TV. It's one that my teacher recommended, as she knows I'm keen on wildlife. The presenters are very interesting, and the programme tells you about animals and birds in countries all around the world. It really shows you the amazing beauty and diversity of what's on our planet. I love it. It also made me want to go out and do something connected with wildlife. So I've joined an organisation that's taught me a lot more about animals near where I live and what I can do to help protect them.
Speaker 2.
My dad's a keen bird watcher and he often takes me with him, so I know a bit about local wildlife. Going out with him has made me try to do what I can to conserve animals in my area. But this TV programme also taught me lots about wildlife all over the country, such as common types of birds and animals. That's because the two guys who present the show know so much about their subject, which isn't the case with every wildlife programme. I think it raises awareness for people who don't know anything about the environment or how creatures are becoming endangered too, and that's really important.
Speaker 3.
I've always loved watching nature programmes. There are loads of them on TV. There's one that I'm really keen on that shows loads of different animals and how they live in their natural environment. It's absolutely fascinating. Whenever I've got a project to do, I get some great ideas from it. Even for things that you might not expect, such as paintings for my art classes. My teachers are always very impressed. The presenters on the show are so entertaining as well. They know so many amazing things about wildlife, you couldn't possibly get bored watching them.
Speaker 4.
My parents have always belonged to an organisation that helps protect wildlife, so as soon as I was old enough, I joined too. I've always been interested in wildlife conservation and how many creatures around the world are now endangered. However, the appeal of my favourite nature programme is that the presenters and film crew are actually based on a farm not that far from where we live. They do things like setting up cameras to watch baby birds hatching or show how the seals that live off the coast survive. It's so informative, and it's made me think about a career in that field as well.
Speaker 5.
I love watching wildlife programmes, either on TV or online, and I've learnt a lot about nature and what we're doing to the planet from them. I mean, how we put our wildlife in danger. My favourite programme has a different focus, though. It's about the kind of creatures you'd never see near where you live, or even on a safari somewhere exotic. It shows you much less well-known creatures, ones you don't see on an average wildlife programme or website, or even hear about unless you really research them. For example, white rhinos. I've learnt a lot about really rare creatures that I'd never have known about otherwise from this show.
That's the end of part 3.